Yud Ches Tammuz, so Shiv Osam Tammuz Nidcha, Sunday the 24th of July, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, Rebuilding Yerushalayim with Fire. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored, Lizchus Refuah Shleima for a member of our Kehila.
Deprived. Three people I met this morning, all of them said that they're woken up with a headache. Well, as all you does, but Shivasa Vatam is not just about getting through the day and avoiding the headaches, but trying to maximize the ruchnis of the day, the message of the day, and to set up the 3 weeks in order that by the time we get to Tisha B'Av, that should not happen. We have learned and gained and elevated ourselves and become inspired. Because that, at the end of the day, is the reason why we were given this period of time anyway, not just to commemorate, but also to build for the future. Ki yadua, as we say on Tisha B'Av itself, Bo'esh yitzato ve'esh ato osin livnoiso, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Yerushalayim with fire, and with fire, Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. I would like to look at this morning at an aspect of fire that might be different from the Poshet Peshat. The Poshet Peshat is that the Beis HaMikdash will be Bonu Bo'esh, the third Beis HaMikdash, the final Beis HaMikdash will be constructed out of fire. But I think there might be a deeper understanding behind the fire that will reconstruct the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to build today's presentation based on some of the psukim that we read yesterday, because of course the messages of Bilam apply throughout Golus, and I'll explain what that means in a moment, and we can learn a lot about Klal Yisrael from the Nevuah of Bilam, which was as great, if not greater, than that of Moshe Rabbeinu. And of course this week's Parasha Pinchas continues on the story of Bilam and what he tried to do with Bnos Moav, and what he was trying to do with Bnos Moav as well, and how far he succeeded with them. So in the context of Shavuos V'Tammuz in the 3 weeks, and the fact that we are standing between Parshas Balak and Parshas Pinchas, hopefully there will be a message that will help us understand the idea of Bo'esh Ata Osin Livnoisa. Let's just clarify one thing, and that is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And that is that Bilam, who succeeded in cursing, in blessing Klal Yisrael, and failed to curse them as he intended, unfortunately, that's not quite the whole truth. Because the Pasuk says in Kiseitse, V'loi obo Hashem elokecho lishmoya el Bilam, Hashem did not want to listen to Bilam, V'yahafoich Hashem lecho es haklola livrocha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu converted the klola, the curse, livrocha, into a blessing. So the Gemara immediately asks, surely it should be written in the plural. There were many klolos that were converted into blessings. It should have said that Vayahafoich Hashem lochos haklolos livrochos, that Hashem converted all the klolos into blessings. Says the Gemara, unfortunately I've got bad news for you. And that is that all the brochos that had been converted into klolos, from the klolos, reverted back into klolos again. It was only a temporary reprieve. The fact that Bilam's intentions to curse Klal Yisrael became blessings, that was only for the moment. But through the course of Golus, unfortunately, those negative intentions of Bilam were manifest at some stage or another. And that means that it behooves us to try to understand what these brachos mean in their dark side, in their sinister form. Because as the Gemara also says there in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that from the brachas of Bilam, we can work out what his klolos were. Yes. It's not pshat that Bilam wanted to curse them with X. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, don't say that. Say this blessing instead, some random bracha instead of the klola. That's not the pshat. Actually, every bracha was the klola in reverse. That's what it was. Whatever he wanted to curse them with was turned on its head and emerged as a bracha. But the truth is that if that was only temporary, then if you take the bracha and you convert it back into a klala again, you can figure out what the klala was. Lo yoleinu. And that's what we need to understand, especially on Shavuos V'Tammuz. One of the famous brachas of Bilam that we heard yesterday was Hein Am Kelovi Yokum V'Cha'ari Yisnaso. Bilam stood and observed Klal Yisrael and saw that they were a nation that rose up like a lion. Kelovi is a lion or a lioness. V'Cha'ari Yisnaso, and gets up like a lion. That's what Bilam said. And then he said, when it comes for them to go to sleep, Lo Yishkav Ad Yochal Teref, he doesn't go to sleep until he's eaten his prey, V'Dam Chalolim Yishteh, and he drinks the blood of his slain. Okay, so it's interesting that Bilam is comparing Klal Yisrael to a lion, or to a lioness that chases down and hunts down its prey and doesn't sleep until it's eaten its prey. But Chazal tell us in the Medrash, what was Bilam referring to specifically when he referred to Klal Yisrael as lions who don't go to sleep without having first eaten their prey? Says the Medrash, Hein am kalo biyokum. Bilam meant, Ein umo ba'olam kayotze bohem. There is no nation on earth like these people, Klal Yisrael. Harehein yishenim min ha-Torah min ha-Mitzvot. They sleep on Torah. They're sleeping from Torah. They're sleeping from mitzvahs. I don't think it means like with Homa and Yoshnu that they were sleeping. It means they're asleep in bed at night, so you can't perform mitzvahs while you're asleep. And nonetheless, v'oimdin mishinosom ko'aroyos. Nonetheless, they get up in the morning. They get up from their sleep like lions. Like it says in the first line of Shulchan Aruch, yiskaber ko'ari la'amoy ba'boyker. And they grab Kriya Shema, and they coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they become like lions. And they go out to their day, they go out to business. And if they have trouble, in niskal echon mehen bekulam, or in mechablin, boim niga beechon mehen, mamlichna HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they refer back to the melucha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A remarkable thing. Now, what was Bilam referring to when he noticed that Klal Yisrael rise up in the morning like a lion? He was referring to the fact that Klal Yisrael are asleep in bed at night, and nonetheless, when the alarm goes off, they don't hit the snooze alarm, but they leap out of bed, and they grab Kriya Shema, and they recite this Kriya Shema, and in so doing, they are Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Kriya Shema. And then the Medrash continues and says the same thing happens again, it repeats itself in the evening, the Klal Yisrael don't go to sleep at night, before once again, they have said Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, Kriya Shema Alamito, once again, the Mechablim and all the various dark forces that surround Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, are averted, they are thwarted by the Kriya Shema. In fact, the Medrash says that the Mechablim themselves respond to Klal Yisrael's Kriya Shema with the words, Baruch Shem, Kivoyed Malchusoy, etc. And that's Pshat in the Pasuk, Nafji LaHashem, Mishoyim LaBoike, Shoyim LaBoike. The Shoyim LaBoike is the Kriya Shema of the morning, Shoyim LaBoike is the Kriya Shema of the evening, because the Shoyim that protect the Yid during the day are different from the Shoyim that protect the Yid during the night, and they switch, they hand over the guard, changing of the guard. That's what happens every morning, and that's what happens every night. Okay, interesting. The question for us is that if Bilam's intention, if Bilam's brocha was to draw attention to the fact that Klal Yisrael recite Kriya Shema every morning and evening, and they do it with great alacrity and great enthusiasm, what could his intention have been? L'chayra, based on the Gemara, it's mashma, that what Bilam wanted was for Klal Yisrael not to say Kriya Shema. And if they were going to say Kriya Shema, they should say it at the last possible moment. They should hit the snooze alarm 10, 20, 25 times. Someone told me the other day he does 20 sit-ups every morning. I said, why 20? He says, I can only hit the snooze alarm 20 times. 20 sit-ups. But they, you know, it's they wake up, back to sleep, wake up, back to sleep, roll out of bed. Bilam, that's what Bilam wanted. For some reason, Bilam had a problem with Kriya Shema. He didn't just have a problem with Kriya Shema, he had a problem with the fact that Klal Yisrael leap out of bed like a royus v'choytfin Kriya Shema. The question is, what was Bilam's problem specifically with Kriya Shema, and how does it relate to Shavuos v'Tavos? So the truth is, in the same passage that describes the brocha of Hein Am Kelovi Yokum, there is another pasuk just prior to that which says, also a famous pasuk that we say on Rosh Hashanah. The pasuk says, Lo hibit Oven v'Yakov v'loy ro'a omol v'Yisrael Hashem eloy kovi moy usruas melech boy. Bilam said, look at this. Here is a people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to let off the hook. It's not as if they don't sin. It's not as if they don't carry out Averis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo hibit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not paying attention. Lo ra'a omal v'Yisrael. So what was Bilam after? What was Bilam trying to do, obviously? The opposite. Bilam was trying to draw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attention to the oven of Yaakov. Bilam was trying to draw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attention to the Omal of Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at Klal Yisrael. They're performing Averis. I'm going to show you sooner they can perform Averis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give a cook. Hashkif on ma'on kotshecha. And see the wrong things. That's what Bilam wanted. The shaila is what these two brachos have to do with each other. The answer can be found in the Medrash Rabbah and Shir Hashirim on the pasuk that says, "Ma'im rabim lo yuchlu lachabos es ha'ahavo." Shlomo HaMelech says that all the waters in the world cannot extinguish ahava. Now, if we take Shir Hashirim at face value, which we can't, because Shir Hashirim is kodesh kodeshim, kodesh kodeshim asor avot means that it's not even like regular Hekdish, where sometimes there's parts of Kodshim or Hekdish, regular Kodshim, where there is some Hanoah for ourselves. Kodesh Kodshim is always Kulal Hashem. Shashim is Kulal Hashem. But at its face value, Maim Rabim Lo Yuchlu L'Chabas Z'Ahava means that in any relationship, if there is a foundation of Ahava, then all the water in the world, all the troubles, all the difficulties, can't wash it away. And this is true, we all know this is true. If there's any sort of relationship where there's sinner at the root of that relationship, that everything's a problem. Everything a person says, everything a person does, is always magnified and amplified into being the end of the world. But when there's ahava at the root of that relationship, even the worst thing, shoyt mochulach. Zog de medrash, the same thing applies to Klal Yisrael. That when Klal Yisrael have ahava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not talking about ahavas Hashem for Klal Yisrael. That's non-negotiable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always have ahava for Klal Yisrael. We are His people. Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem, we're His children. The question is, do we have ahava for Hashem? Zog de Medrash. If we have ahava for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then Maim Rabim, the Medrash says, are the Umos HaOlam. All the nations of the world cannot shake that relationship, cannot destroy it, cannot wipe us away. Maim rabim umos ha'olam lo yuchlu lechabos es ha'ahava. Obel, if chas v'shalom, there isn't ahavas Hashem, then we become vulnerable. We become exposed to the negative forces that surround us. If there's ahava, we're protected. If there's ahava, Kodesh Baruch Hu will ignore the Mayim Rabim. Whatever the Mayim Rabim might be. In fact, that explains the Gemara in Shabbos, a remarkable Gemara. The Gemara says that even if a person is oved avodah zorah kador enosh, even if a person serves avodah zorah, the worst imaginable avera, if a person serves avodah zorah, but he's showing me Shabbos. But the person is a show me Shabbos. Now, I'm not sure what kind of person is over the Avodah Zorah and show me Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, I've not quite come across anyone like that yet.
Doesn't make sense.
You've met someone like that.
Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
No,
but in a hypothetical case, were a person to serve Avodah Zorah Friday morning and keep Shabbos that night, never mind, it's one of the given averis chamurah shehorg v'aliyavar alein. Moich linloi. As it says in the pasuk, shoy mishavis mechaleloi, atikr mechaleloi ele mochuloi. Mechaleloi is mochulis forgiven. Favos, ha gezog tis lonema. Because the Pshat is that Shabbos is Oishi Ben Yovei Mnei Yisrael. It's the mark of love between Klal Yisrael and Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's why Shabbos is always about Ahava, Yom Tov is Simcha V'Sosoin. But Shabbos is always Ahava V'Rotsoin. And when we keep Shabbos, we display and we exhibit our Ahava for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So Asido Ahava, Afila Asido Avoy D'Zon. Vokuloi. He's forgiven. Why is he forgiven? Because Ma'in Rabin, Lo Yuchlu L'Chabbos is Ahava. Now we can take it back to understanding Bilam. Bilam saw Lo Hibit Ovem B'Yaakov, that Hashem does not see iniquity amongst Israel. Bilam said, it's not fair. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing favoritism? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't show favoritism. Hatsur Tomim Po'aloi Gichol Derochav Mishpat. So Bilam was trying to say, Vorishlo, this is going to treat them like everybody else. If they do Averis, they're going to punish them like anybody else. What's the answer? The answer comes through Psukim later. Hey, Am Kelovi Yokum. This is a nation that gets up in the morning and cries Shema Yisrael, followed by Ve'ohavto Es Hashem Elokecha. And in the second paragraph, La'avo Es Hashem Elokechem Elohavdoi. And not only do they get up in the morning to declare their Ahava for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, they leap out of bed in the morning and declare their Ahava for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam with great enthusiasm and great alacrity, great energy, great Ahava. And Bilam understood that when Klal Yisrael display Ahava for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, they create a cloud of impunity. So that Rebbeinu Shel Olam lo hibit. He can't see the averus, because that's what Ahava does. As it does in any relationship. If there's Ahava, we overlook things. It's okay, I forgive you. So these pesukim are juxtaposed because they carry the same message. Pein am kalovi yokum v'chari yisnaso is the reason why lo hibit oven v'yakov. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to overlook our averus is if and when we are able to display Ahavas Hashem from ourselves. And the truth is, it's a Pasuk in Mishlei. Pasuk in Mishlei says, Sino to'ore deshonim, which is that hatred stirs up machlokes, but va'al kol peshoim techase ahavo. Va'al kol peshoim techase Ahava. Ahava conceals averus. It doesn't take them away. It's not as we just said this morning in Slichas. But there's a concept of kisui. There's a concept of techase. There's a concept that where there's ahava, we create a barrier, we create a shield around the averus so that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't take it out on us, chas v'sholom. Vosot bilom gavot. Bilam wanted to remove that shield of protection that is generated by our Ahava. And therefore what Bilam wanted to do is remove our Kriyashma and remove our Cha'ari Yisnasa and say, stay in bed, take it easy. Don't show so much, just keep your Torah, but don't show so much enthusiasm for it. It's all brought down from the Zohar HaKadosh that the two names Bilam and Balak, Kiyodua, the last letters spell the word Amalek. Bilam and Balak, the last two letters of their names, spell out the word Amalek. Amalek is the middle of Ashekor Chova Derech. Take it easy. Relax. Stay in bed. Somebody once saw Ramosha Feinstein hunched over his Gemara. He was learning out of his Gemara. And they said, Ramosha, it's not good for your back. Why do you need... Why don't you just sit back a bit? So Moshe said, because when you learn like this, when you sit like this, you learn like this. And when you sit like this, you learn like this. It's different. That's the answer. That's why in most yeshivas around the world, the benches are not too comfortable. Because there's learning and there's learning. They're saying Kriya Shema and they're saying Kriya Shema. We can say Kriya Shema. What time is Sasana on Kriya Shema today? Probably past it by now.
8:33.
8:33?
Yeah.
Morgan Avraham. Morgan Avraham, the second time, is 8:33.
The first one.
8:33. What time is the second time? What's the grog?
6 minutes later.
Okay, so about 9 o'clock. So we've gone past it.
Okay. Missed it.
It's okay, everyone here say Kriya Shema, it's fine. But saying, it's a futsachamol, right? It's just sachamol, it's not unheard of. But, right, Kriya Shema. What Bilam noticed about Klal Yisrael was that not only did they read Kriya Shema, which contains the Yisoid, the mitzvah of Ahavta Es Hashem, La'ahav Es Hashem, but he said that they did it like an Ari, they did it like a Lovi. Shiva Subatama was the 3 weeks. And I think the answer is Poshut. And that is the Gemara Bava Metzia. Bava Metzia Daf Pei Hei. But the Gemara, which is explaining the Psukim that we talk about on Tisha B'Av, the Gemara asks the question, why was Yerushalayim Chor, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? The Gemara there says that this is a question that they asked the Nevi'im and they couldn't answer it, and asked the Chachomim and they couldn't answer it, and eventually they had to turn to the Rebbeinu Shloim himself, Rebbeinu Shloim HaMo of the Ha'aretz, Havos is Eretz Yisrael Chorv. And the Rebbeinu Shloim answers, Al Ozvo Mes Toirosi, because they have forsaken my Torah. Major Chiddush. The Chachomim couldn't work that out. Walking around there, it's Israel. They've got a Chumash. They had a Chumash. They knew what the Torah says. Good, no better. And the opposite. They had Parshas Kisavoy. They couldn't figure out for themselves that maybe the spiritual reason for the demise of Yerushalayim was because they were lax and remiss in their Shmiras HaTorah V'Halitzes. Says the Gemara, it's not what you think. It's not Peshat, Al Ozbom Es Toirosi, that they failed to keep the Torah. They kept the Torah. They were keeping the Torah, they were Shomer Mitzvahs. Novos. You know what Al Ozbom Es Toirosi means? The Gemara says, Al Ozbom Es Toirosi Asheloi Birchu B'Torah Tchilo. Al Shaloi Birchu Batorah Tchila, they didn't make a brocha, they didn't make a birchas hazon. Hobbes they gelernt, yours haven't gelernt. Hobbes they gedaven, yours? Gehitten the tail of Adam. So what was lacking? The brocha, birchas hatorah was missing. That's it. Which itself is bizarre. Why wouldn't they make a brocha? They had a chumash, they had a siddur. Ashevoch Ambon, we call Amin, the har, I know what's the problem. The answer is, and Azosh said in the Ran, in the Dorim, on the same Gemara, the Ran says, what Shadda didn't make a brocha? The answer is that we only make a brocha on something that we appreciate, something that we value, something that we enjoy, something that we see the importance of. The fact that they failed to make a brocha before they learned was indicative of the fact that they were not machshiv the Torah. They didn't consider it important, they didn't consider it valuable. We'll learn, because we have to learn. We'll keep the mitzvahs, because we have to keep the mitzvahs. But the chashivus was missing. Azoi stated in Rabbeinu Nisim. Azoi stated in the Ran, in the Gemara in the Dorim, that quotes the same Gemara as the Gemara in Bava Metzia. And the truth is, it shouldn't be such a chiddush. Because in Parshas Kisavoy, the Torah tells us why Klal Yisrael, the Torah predicts why Klal Yisrael will be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah says, because Tachas Asher lo yavadato, es Hashem Elokecha, besimcha, betuv levo, beroiv koyo. Not because you're not going to keep the Torah, you'll keep the Torah. Shabbos will be Shabbos and Kashrus will be Kashrus. What was lacking was besimcha. And the tuv,
If do es Hashem besimcha.
Beautiful. But the pasuk is telling us why the galus happens. One thinks it's because we're not keeping Torah. No. So valuable, so vital, of such paramount importance is the element of simcha and tov levav and chashivas in our shmiras ha-mitzvahs. That even if we keep the mitzvahs le-dikduko shel halacha, but the simcha element's missing, the tov levav element is missing, golos, destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Lo yaleinu, ramon alitzlam. I think the word tov levav is particularly important because the word tov is gematria 17, which is shiva also, the Talmud. And I thought Yerushalayim kol yemecha. You've got to see the good side of Yerushalayim. You've got to appreciate this is Yerushalayim. I was in the airport the other day. I was going somewhere else where there was a family that was traveling to Eretz Yisrael, and there was a kid who was complaining bitterly about the fact that they were flying EasyJet whilst their friends were flying El Al, and it's not fair. It's not fair. You're going to Eretz Yisrael. What the Gedolei Olam of generations would have given just to see Eretz Yisrael, just to smell its air and then go home. We know the stories of the Vilna Gaon. We know the stories of the arduous journeys of the Gaon. We know the story of the Rambam, where he put in just Ure'ei b'tuv Yerushalayim, to become complacent with regard to what it means, Yerushalayim, when we become complacent with regard to what it means to be the Am HaTorah, to fail to say Ashreinu ma tov chelkeinu ma'noim goraleinu every single morning with profound kavona and tremendous joy, that brings about churban, rachmona litzvah. But let's not focus on the negative. If it's bo'esh, hitzato, then bo'esh livnoiso perhaps means that it's the fire of enthusiasm, of shmiras ha-mitzvahs. Esh dos lomoy, Torah is fire, esh shechor al esh levona. Levona. There's Torah and there's Torah with esh. There's Torah, there's mitzvahs, and there's mitzvahs with fire. Mitzvah of fire means hein amkelovi yokum. It's cha'aris naso, with a roar of a lion. Choit fin kriyashma. To hunt it down, to chase it down. Mitzvahs and Torah. Too many people, Achman of Islam today, even if they are shomrei Torah mitzvahs, unfortunately fail to see the privilege in that. Fail to see the wonder and the beauty, the greatness in what it means to be able to get up in the morning and say, Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'ami. V'nosalonu es Torosa, not to anybody else. What Bilam understood that we read about in yesterday's parasha is that if you can take the ahava out of Yiddishkeit, then I've got them. Then they're mine. Then there'll be no more lohibit ovim b'yakov, rachmon of Islam. The only way to respond to Bilam, and l'chor to respond to Shavuos b'Tammuz, and to respond to the golus, and to respond to the apathy and the indifference that is too often manifest, even amongst what is, should be considered shomrei Torah mitzvahs, is to inject that enthusiasm back into the system. Not just Kriya Shema, but Chotvin Kriya Shema. Not just getting up, but getting up Kelov Yuchari. Not just davening, but davening with great excitement, great enjoyment. To look forward to Shabbos and to create an atmosphere of great enthusiasm in the home. Shabbos is coming. We get to spend Shabbos with the Rabboni Shalom. This is an incredible opportunity. The more we can do that, the more we'll feel the loss of Yerushalayim. Uchi yedua, kol ha-mis'abel al Yerushalayim, zoiche ve-roye besimchoso. Besimchoso is the besimcho betuv leivo of Parshas Kisovoy. It's the re'ei betuv Yerushalayim. It's an appreciation. So what, we don't have Yerushalayim, some people say. Azvos? Nah. got kosher food, I've got kids in a nice Jewish school. The ikkah is missing that every single yid needs to get up in the morning and say, Nishno moida ani, that you gave me back my neshama, but moida ani, that you gave me a Yiddish neshama. And I get to put on tefillin this morning, I get to wear a talis, and I get to learn the Torah Kedusha, and I get to eat food according to the tzim of the Rebbein Shlodom. Who else has that on earth? As Bilam himself said, Ein umma ba'olam kayotze ba'em. Why do we need the umma sa'olam halus Hashem kol goy? To remind us about how precious we are. I really believe that if somehow we can find a way to re-inspire, reinvigorate, and re-infuse our youth of today with a sense of pride and a sense of privilege in what it means to be a Yid, that ultimately will be that fire of enthusiasm that will douse the fire that destroyed Yerushalayim in the first place, and Be'ez Hashem, just like Bo'esh Yitzato, Be'ez Hashem, Nizkeh V'nireh, to the time when it'll be Bo'esh Ata Osin Livnoso M'Herubim.